right, I'm right on the verge.
I had my two shots, y'all.
Yeah, I have
two.
Did everybody else have their two shots?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not.
Okay.
Just keep the masks on.
Yeah, okay.
She's talking.
I got cooties.
Okay, unless...
All right, it's 4:30. It's the regular Salado Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's 4:30, April 22nd, 2021. It looks like a... Well, let me start. 26th? Yes. See, I took my glasses off because they fogged up. Now I can't read. Okay. Present are Bill Kennison,
Amy Alvarez,
Barbara Morris,
Jeannie Lively,
Nancy Mackey.
Okay, a quorum is present, so we can proceed with our meeting. There is no one from public forum here, so we'll go down to the third item, the minutes from the March 22nd meeting. They are attached if you haven't read them. Are there any corrections or changes to these minutes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, if not, then we can accept them by consensus. The next item is the treasurer's report. We have copies in our folder. If you want to pull that out, Nancy can go over it with us.
Okay, this is ending March 31st, 2021. It's already through the first quarter of 2021. I can't believe it. Our bank balance as of the 31st of March was $117,950.13. Our current bank balance as of a couple of days ago was $136,547.48. I'm going to come back to that current balance and we're going to discuss that a little more. Our sales tax revenue for April 9th was $31,780.95, and that is a 7.5% increase over the same month, April of last year. Our cumulative tax income for the fiscal year is $329,111.46, and that's 76.54% of the budget, which we're above, beyond where we needed to be at this point in the year. So we're ahead of the game there. Expenses, that's for fiscal year September through March, total $226,693. And our budgeted expenses year to date were $245,366. We're under budget by $18,673. The total amount of our fiscal year budget spent so far is $54.34%. So we're under where we should be at this time of the year. So we're in good shape both with income and expenses. Our CD investments are, as you see there, totaling $507,919.04. You all want to talk about our bank account balance now and what I found out, or do you want to go on to the investment report? That's your pleasure.
Well, they're right together, so we'll just proceed to the item number five, review, update, and approval of the investment policy strategy document, and just take it up right now.
Okay. On the back side of that, you'll see, on one side is the resolution, and on the other side is the actual report. We have $507,919.04 at the end of the first quarter in our CD investments. That's $5,800 more than we had at the end of the fourth quarter. And that's because we had a deposit of $5,000 to Tex Pool in March, and then interest earnings on all the accounts were $861. And the bulk of that $800 was when we had that CD come due in January, and it moved from BBVA to Horizon, if y'all recall. So we talked about moving $2,500 a month over to Texpool, but then we're getting such little interest in Texpool right now, where we have a balance of $144,000, we're getting 0% interest per month and about 0.02% per year in Texpool.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. So we had talked about either opening a new CD or some other kind of instrument. I called, and BBVA has pitiful rates. They're 11-month and 18-month CD rates are 0.05%.
Wow.
Their money market is 0.03%. The guy that was in charge of the annuities, I left a message with him. He has not called me back. As I recall, when we checked last time, the annuities were around 2%, somewhere in the 2% range. Horizon Bank has no annuities available, but they do have better CD rates. The 1 month is 0.10, the 3 month is 0.15%, the 6 month is 0.20, the 12 month is 0.35, the 18 month is 0.35, the 24 month is 0.40, and the 6 month is 0.50. If we were to open a business money market, the rate for 0 to $249,999 is 0.15%. So we can stand pat and leave that money in a non-interest-bearing checking account, which is not getting us anything, or we can move it into a CD. We can move $50,000 into a CD. That would still leave us $86,000 in the checking, which is plenty to operate on. And unless we have any big bills coming up.
I don't think we do.
Okay.
Just the usual.
Just the usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well.
So what is y'all's pleasure on that? Do you want to mull it over? Do you want?
Well, what is Horizon's interest for your 12 months? Did you read that off?
0.35%.
Okay, that's 12 months. And what about 18 months or?
18 is is also 0.35.
About 2 years.
2 years is 0.40. And then the money market, which has the advantage of allowing us to add to it, it's not, you know, a closed-end deal. And the money market rate would be 0.15%.
And what was the highest interest rate? That was how many months?
It's 60 months, which was 5 years.
Because I was just looking at when the other ones mature, like if we needed money for some reason. You have one in October, one in August, right? So we have money coming available soon.
Yeah,
if we
one
need
in
it.
August, one in October. Uh-huh. And see, when that Bancorp money comes in, we're going to be looking at what kind of rate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder if we did the 24 months. If we did the 5 years, though, that would be the same percentage that we're getting here, just about.
0.5, yeah.
Have we ever done a 5-year CD? No.
You're slightly new.
No, I think 2 years is about it. much as we've ever done. I mean, I'd even go 30 months if they had a little better deal. I think that would be fine. Now, let me just interject here a little bit. If you want to talk more about it, Jeannie, we can. But Jeannie and Emmy and I went to that the meeting with the city manager.
Don Ferguson.
Don Ferguson. He talked about the people from the corner all the way up to the Holiday Inn and the septic line and the cost. And he said it was like $1.4 million. Is just
three.
$1.3 million. Now, that's just kind of a, putting the thing in there. He's taking a big, broad estimate. That's no details.
Total. That's the total.
Yeah, if everybody on this line, that's what it's going to cost. He didn't give us our part, but they want to, depending on our water usage, that we take in, because the thought is that what's taken in goes out, that's going to be the basis for all the properties down here. And of course, the Holiday Inn has not bought in. That's the big one they're wanting to. They're hoping to get them. And the other motel.
Right. They get no response.
No interest shown because the guy doesn't have the money. And I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, the bottom line is I don't see us needing a couple of $100,000 anytime soon. Because that's. I mean, if they come back, listen to this. This is just my grabbing a figure out of the air. What if they come back and say, well, your cost is going to be $70,000? Boy, I mean, that's a lot of money. And I just pause and wonder about that. It won't get any cheaper.
No.
But still, that's a lot. Just looking at our $500,000, take 70 out of that. We do any expansion, it's going to be a lot smaller. But money is coming in. I guess my reason for saying all this is I don't see us needing money soon.
Well,
maybe a few years, 3 years maybe.
We're coming up on some historically big months like July and August for sales tax. May, June, July, and August are pretty big. So, in 2 months we could have $70,000 in tax money. Yeah. And we also have that money in tax pool. We have $144,000, which we can pull that money's fluid. We could pull that money in or out depending on if we needed that money for septic or whatever.
But this is just in the planning stage, so it's going to take a while. Jeannie stayed behind. I don't know if Emmy did. But the thought was put out that if one of the guys there was an engineer.
John
Newman. No, he was an engineer.
But I thought he was an architect. Because
maybe he's everything.
He was so interested when this building came up.
Yeah.
Well, Don Ferguson said, if you can design your own system, which could be cheaper than going with the engineer they have, then you might want to do it. And I think he got real interested in that, thinking he could do it. Mm-hmm. I got question marks there.
Yeah.
I'd just soon go with an engineer that has that experience block. So it's going to be a block. But they still got to get more buy-in and some more figuring done before they can either.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to wait for them to come to us with the actual. They don't even have a plan. They've got to create the plan, and then that would give them the actual figures. And so,
and I would say add more than what they talk.
Yeah,
it's like when you build a house.
Now the annuities that BBVA offers, that's an insurance instrument. And as I understand it, and it is not FDIC insured. So, but I mean, they're I think they are safe. I'm not saying they're not safe. I'm just saying they're not FDIC insured.
Can we legally use something that's not FDIC since it's for a state? I don't know.
Well,
I just,
that's the thing, that if we did and something happened, we would be losing state money and they would come back to this board. Mm-hmm. And it would probably be very uncomfortable for us to mm-hmm. have to answer to why we, because if that's the case, we could go out to any number of things. Mm-hmm. We could buy stock in ExxonMobil. So I think
my personal opinion is we should stick with something more conservative. But I just mentioned that because it would have a better interest rate. It would have like around a 2% interest rate.
Well, they mentioned that to me at that Big Corp South, that it had a 2.5% interest. There were these things backed by the teachers, I guess, TSTA.
TRS?
No, not TRS. Okay. But I think TSTA. Some teacher organization. And I said, well, I don't know about that. And she said that they are required by law, I guess because of the nature of the organization, for every dollar they invest to put $2 aside. That's pretty good, but they're not insured by the government.
So, I guess I want guidance from y'all about which direction you'd like for me to go, whether to take $50,000 out and put it in the best CD rate I can find, maybe the 24-month at 0.4.
That's what I suggest. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the best deal going.
Or the money market at 0.15. Or the annuity at 2. Those are kind of our options, basically. Is there, you have a...
No, I just...
You don't have a feeling about it?
Well, I'm very conservative also, and I think we need to, look at it very carefully. Because, we don't want to lose forward.
No, that's our responsibility is to... Good steward of the money.
Right.
And do you still want me to take the $2,500 a month and put it into text pool? That's in our report. So that's what we're doing.
You think that shouldn't hurt our bank balance?
No.
You said because we could always pull this text pool back if we
right.
needed
right.
even $10,000. We could get it.
Exactly.
I guess so. Just let it ride.
Okay. So look at the 24-month for 0.4 is the feeling I'm getting from mm-hmm. everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And go ahead and continue the 2,500, putting it into text pool.
Right. And this is Horizon.
Yes, Horizon, where we already have 2 CDs. That would make a third CD
right.
at Horizon,
right.
which would put us at about a little over 150,000. So.
Okay. Is that your...
That's it.
Your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, do we have it? Do you have that? Will we go over with you?
Yeah, so we're moving... I got it. So we're moving $50,000 from Tech School into a CD of Horizon.
No, we're moving $50,000 from our checking account.
Yep, okay.
From our checking account at Bancorp South.
Gotcha.
To... A 24-month CD at the rate of 0.40%.
It's going to Horizon.
Horizon, yeah.
That's the.
And we're going to continue.
The $2,500.
$2,500
yeah.
withdrawal from checking into.
Text pool
each
yeah.
month.
That's the motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Do you
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry.
My second.
It's the wrong group. I can in another group, but I can't here.
Well, that was a very nice try. No effort is noted.
I'm sorry.
I kind of went, oh.
Thank you.
This is a rotary.
Kimmy for parenting Jeannie. All right, all in favor?
Whatever she said, I think.
Okay, that's the way to do it.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you. All right, next is the director's report, Jeannie. Copies are in our folder.
Okay. Just going over the numbers quickly. We're still sort of in the negative numbers in some areas, but other areas are starting to come up, like new patrons. We pulled about even with last March. We had 17 last March, 18 this March. Our computer users is still down, and that's really due to the fact that we don't have all of our computers online, but we'll get there. Website users has gone up about 3%. And the actual number of sessions went down a teeny little bit. So we have our Read 21 in 2021. In February, that was our first month to have a drawing for that. We had 9 entries. And in March, we had 6, and I've listed the winners we've had so far. Kirsten Besley, Amy Alvarez, Tiana McCoy, Stephanie L., Ophelia, and Levi C. In March, they just used initials for last name. So we really want to increase the number of entries in the coming months. So in your folder, you'll find one of the bookmarks that we give people. If you want to participate, you just every day that you read 21 minutes at least, you just mark that day off. And if you read 21 minutes for more than 21 days in a month, you can turn it in at the end of the month, and we have the drawing. I really want to get the numbers up because, as I said, we're fortunate to have the friends provide some wonderful prizes for us. And I want to make sure as many people as possible have a chance to win those prizes. Bill's gone over the sewer meeting. Pretty much, we're just waiting to hear back. They asked for emails so they could send out like group messages or emails to everybody. They've got mine. I haven't heard anything yet, but hopefully when they communicate, we'll be on that list and we will get the message. As we learn more, we'll let you know. Our outside story time, this is our return to in-person programming for children. But what we do on Thursday is April sets up outside, and she makes sure there's plenty of distance between all the families. And the families will bring their own blankets. We have things they can sit on. And they sit together, and she just does her usual story time. They sing and dance. They hear stories. She gives them a craft to take home. Of course, we are dependent upon the weather, so there was one Thursday we had to cancel because even though it wasn't raining that day, it had rained the night before, and it was pretty wet, so you didn't want anyone sitting out there. But it's popular. People seem to, every time we do it on Facebook, we get a lot of real positive comments, so we're excited about that. The legislation update, I basically copied what Mary Jo Finch sent us. She's from the West Bank Library District and is the one that works with the lobbyists. And she just said that the legislature is focused on ERCOT, elections, abortion, and redistricting. We're not seeing much legislation that will affect library districts outside of the usual lobbyist restrictions, changes to what's taxable, employment law changes. Tons of legislation was proposed in the final days prior to the March 12th deadline, and we still have a bit to read through, so we'll send updates if anything alarming has arisen. One of the things I saw an article in, I want to say it was the Temple Daily Telegram, that one of the proposed legislations that has being proposed, I don't know if it'll make it to the floor, was to restrict salary and personal information from open records requests. For the past 3 or 4 years, I have had to send the names of the staff and how much they make.
Yeah.
There are there's Open Records Texas, and then there's also a group in Florida, and they want to know this. And the first time it happened, I checked around, I checked everywhere, and they were like, "Yeah, that's considered public record. You have to do that."
Well, it is public library.
Yeah, and we take sales tax, you know. So hopefully, if this passes, I won't have to do that.
So, there's also some kind of open carry legislation.
That you don't have to have a license.
Oh boy, right. That's fun.
So that could affect the library with people coming in with, I don't know.
Well,
I guess we could put up a sign that says we can't.
Yeah. Okay. Only if there's education happening here. Like if all the fourth grade classes are visiting for a special program, I can tell people, you know, weapons are not allowed. But other than that, I have to let them in. Now, they have to follow the restrictions. You know, they have to be open carry. They have to be in the holder, you know, strapped down. They can't just take it out and put it beside them at the computer or anything. But, yeah, I can't.
That gets kind of iffy as to whether that's going to pass. I mean,
it's
going through one house, it's going on the other. From what I read in the paper, it sounds like they just don't know. There's not that much favoritism for or against it.
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
Well, we've always had it concealed carry. I know several people. No, several. That's exaggeration. I know people that come in our library, and I know they have a weapon in their purse. I know. You know, they told me. Yeah, I got it right here. You know, and you know, we've never had a problem. Now, in open carry, so far, I think I've seen maybe 2 people that had something that I've seen. Now, maybe the staff have seen more. One of them that I saw was a law enforcement officer, so it makes sense that he would have a weapon. But, we'll just see what happens on that. Okay, so this is a position that I want to propose that we create for the front desk. So Manuela has worked here since 2009. She provides customer service and assists librarians and other staff in working on projects. She's familiar with library procedures and operations as well as with our patrons and their needs. Because of her experience and knowledge base, I would like to move Manuela from the assistant level. You know, our salary schedule has the assistant section. And we have other sections that we could add to the salary schedule, which would be specialist. There's like an IT specialist. And I think I would like to move her up to the specialist level, that we would give her the title customer service specialist. Jane Hackley would remain as library assistant, and with the start of the new budget year, I would want to hire a new part-time assistant so that Manuela would be basically front desk manager. She would be in a supervisory role over the assistants and the volunteers. She would still be 32 hours per week. She would not be full-time.
Is it because she doesn't want full-time?
She does not want to be full-time. We've offered,
okay. And
she doesn't want to. I had been thinking about trying to make a change, you know, do something to sort of acknowledge where she's at and what she's done. And then she came into me with having done some research with the proposal as well.
She certainly is a valuable employee.
And she definitely does more than just check out books
right. And
shelf books. She does a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is something that we vote on to create the position. I am not sure. But I right now, salary-wise, she does have more, makes more hourly than Jane does. She's at a higher level. One of the positions that she found was at the University of Wyoming, and I looked at their pay schedule, and she's pretty much right in line. It was a customer service specialist or something like that. And where she's at was right in line with what they were paying. She was in the upper part of that. So I just, and part of this, you know, one of the things she said is that she would just be sort of the information hub, so that if the people at the front desk, how does this work, how does that work, you know, they, you know, Manuela would know. She would work with me, she would work with Julie for setting things up, and if we need to print out new barcodes, she could print out the new barcodes and do that, things like that. And she would also, and some of this she does, but this is just sort of bringing it together into a position, to say. She would work with the volunteers and train them. I guess, you know, any input on that?
We have four levels in our salary recommendation, is that right?
Yeah, and well,
I don't see where this one fits into.
Well, when we first presented, there was also tech and library specialist, but because we didn't even know what we would be paying for that or anything, we took that out. But we know, you know, if we wanted, we could add it to the salary schedule, and you know, that would be a new kind of position. So, and that's what I'm, you know, any input do you, about creating that new position.
My only thought right off the bat is I don't like customer service specialists because we don't have customers per se. We have patrons.
Patrons. Mm-hmm.
But she's not a library assistant.
She is an assistant. Okay. She's assistant library assistant 3. Because she's been here, 2009, 12 years? In October, it'll be 12 years.
12 years.
And
Would this come with a salary bump, or would her salary stay the same? Or
I think there would be a bump.
Could she be a library service specialist instead of a customer service specialist?
That works.
I like that better.
Just looking at the schedule that we have now under librarian, you know, they have programming, collection development, cataloging, staff training, planning, and as assigned, mm-hmm. That's $20 to $24 an hour. And step one is fewer than 5 years library experience as a librarian.
Now, one of the things that we would consider, if you look under it, it says MLS. And she does not have an MLS.
Okay.
And what does she make now? What's her hourly rate?
$19.25 per hour, I believe.
Well, that's more than our range here in library system 3. It's 18.
I have to go back and look because I was doing my math real fast.
You think it's according to the 18?
She's going to be, yeah. Because when we put this in, we took her up to 18. You know, I'm going to have to do my math again, but I was doing, you know, dividing up, you know, the hours and all the division, and I came up with 19. Let me check with Cheryl on that, because I am not sure. But I know that she's more, you know, she's at a higher level pay-wise than Jane, because, you know, either both library assistant 3, but she's been here a little bit longer. So.
Oh, well, I guess because we've given her a 4% increase.
It was 4%, but I don't think that would put her over 19. I'm going to have to do better math on that, so let me contact Cheryl.
If this salary schedule is going to change, we're going to need to know what it's going to change to.
Okay.
You know, right now we don't have anything, and what the range would be within that salary.
Okay. Thing. Let me get that. So that's really step one, then, is to address this.
Now, how come we need a new part-time assistant? Where's the gap? What happened?
Well, we're just getting busier, and our thoughts had been if we had a second one part-time at the front desk.
Working with
Manuela, and then that way there could be two people covering the front desk so that if she needed to go off and do something, there's somebody there. But I'm not even looking at that until the new fiscal year. Because we talk about having two people at the front desk.
Right. Well, you made the desk for that.
Right. Yeah.
It was designed.
And we can do that, too, with those that are people that are here. But I was, I'm just thinking, if you have someone who's, like, dedicated front desk person, that's a little more helpful, is my thoughts.
Plus, if you have somebody that needs to be out for any reason, you want to have somebody.
That extra person, yeah.
So what's the salary range, did you say, for the current position, for the library assistant?
It's 14 to 18.
14 to 18.
Depending on what level.
Okay. And then, so the proposal is that we create this service specialist, whatever, library service, but whatever we're going to call it.
Whatever we call it, yeah.
And then you want to create your salary range for that, which obviously would be greater than the...
It would be higher.
And when were you hoping to start this new position, if we approve that?
I'd like to start her this summer into that position. Let's see, this is May. I'm really off, so I was thinking July would give us...
Well, it's March.
No, this is April.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
I don't even know. I'm not going to start April.
This will start June. Is when I would think.
What's nice here is you wouldn't need a big dose of training.
Right.
She's already there.
Yeah.
She's already doing.
It's just sort of getting,
We're just naming it and solidifying it. She's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that you're right. We need to look at the schedule and adjust it for this change. What else would you say, or questions or concerns?
Give a description of what the duties are going to be. A little more, than just the two lines that are on these other positions that we already have designated.
Mm. Yeah, job description, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
What her responsibilities would be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
That's it. COVID update. We can read that.
Well, it's just.
Be interested.
Yeah. So today is the 2-week mark for April getting her second vaccine. The entire staff has now received the vaccine, both doses. April's the last one, so we're all fully vaccinated. We had a meeting last Thursday, and from what I've read at the CDC, like when the staff's together, we can talk to each other without our masks. And I told them, with the patrons, I just said, do what you feel comfortable doing. I personally am going to continue to wear a mask with our patrons until we get a higher level of fully vaccinated in Bell County. As of Thursday, they didn't do numbers Friday, it was 14.38%, I think is what they said, were fully vaccinated in Bell County. I was saying that when they get up 50% fully vaccinated, and as someone pointed out, the numbers are slowing down and it's going to take us forever to get to 50%. So I understand the CDC is preparing to issue new guidelines for those that have gotten their vaccines. So just for the time being, I know I'm going to continue to wear a mask. Pretty much all the rest of the staff is wearing a mask, unless we're talking just in an office. We won't
worry
about it.
That's prudent. Coming in.
Yes. There's a new study out also from the CDC saying that you have less than 1 in 100,000 picking up the thing from the book, picking up the virus from the book. You know, you can clean them. It's really low. And they're saying that that's, you know, what they discovered in their studies. So I was able to get them down to just 2-day quarantine. And now I'm going to, I got this study on Friday. It came in the email. So I'm working on getting them down to just doing 1-day quarantine. And then I think we can go back to what, you know, we were doing. We were always cleaning anyway.
Yeah.
We always cleaned. But it would free this room up. Still not going to open it for meetings. It's just, there's no way you can have, I think, a safe meeting in here. Yeah, and plus,
with, you could probably have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you probably have 6 people.
Yeah, and a lot of our groups are large groups. Yeah.
Right, well, that's a good policy, Jeannie, I think, to keep. So,
anyway, so that's my report.
Better to be cautious.
And what's this part? The front edge?
Oh, that's about the building.
That's the next item on the list.
Oh, okay.
It's just what we... yeah, so the front office, they were supposed to have put the glass in on Thursday, and they came in, and they said, the man that last painted told us he left the paint here. Well, we do not have the paint. And we looked everywhere. Jay looked in his shed. We looked in the cabinets. We looked everywhere. There is no paint. And then they said, well, we can't really put the windows in without painting the trim first. So that's the trim behind you on the floor. And the glass is here. So they're waiting to get the paint. And I'm supposed to hear from them this week to come back and finish that. If you look at the front office, you'll notice one wall has been painted. Julie and April did that. They want to paint. Have an accent wall in there. We have also received the desks that will go in there. If you notice, there's a bunch of big boxes behind the front desk. That's, they got to put them together, and then it's going to go up, and everybody's walking up on the video. So these are just, this is what we've spent so far.
Okay.
So some of it we've had up here before. The new part that I've added in is the new phone system for the library that will allow us, like right now, if I bring my phone down here, I lose the call. We're getting a system that will allow us to, it's voice over internet, and we'll have a upfront cost of like $270, I believe, to buy the equipment and all that needs to go with it, and then, you know, and all that. But then after that, and this is why I like, our monthly cost will go down to like $205. For a phone, and right now we're at 300 something, so we'll save some money there. And so the new phone system. The other new thing is the front desk. We're getting an extra computer so that both people at the front desk, like right now we're running into, I need to get to something to check something out or to look at the catalog, and I can't because someone's on that computer. We're getting a second computer. And it's an all-in-one computer with a 3-year service plan, and that's the $950.39 for that. Plus, I'm going to just go on Amazon and pick up a new printer for the children's office because right now April's having to run up to the front every time she prints something. And you can get an HP printer on Amazon. Doesn't cost much at all. So I'm going to add that in. So this is on the front entrance and the children's area, children's desk. Our front office, we have the new desk that I was talking about that will go in this week. Paint is a $75. They went and bought the paint, and then they painted the room themselves. And so that's what you see there. They also need computers, and that's $26.77.95. And they needed an extra chair they bought, and that's the $63. So this is what we spent so far. This is where we are in the project. As soon as we get that glass in, and the computers, I can't think of anything else. I think we've got it all.
You say over here that you get a new computer for $950, and then this is two for $2,600.
Yes.
It must be.
Yeah.
Different.
They're different computers. Uh-huh. The one on the front desk is an all-in-one. And those, and that has the three-year service plan, just everything's included in that. It was the type of computer that it is, the brand. The ones that are in the back office, that's the more traditional computer. We also have to get monitors. And then the service plan is an extra on that. And then there's a switch that's about $599, I think. And the switch is where we can plug everything in, you know, not just the computers, but the printer and everything. That's why that number is higher. If you put these numbers together, it comes out to 35, I didn't bring this with me, like 35, 60 something, 67. The company is a contracted, has the contract with DIR. They're highly recommended by other libraries. And that's about the same price-wise as you would get other places. So I went with them.
So do you add the 3970 to the 9,600?
No, if you add the, for the computer, if you add the 2677.95 to the 950.39 for the computer total, that gives you the total amount we paid for computers for this expansion.
Okay. But what I'm asking is, on this total here, this 3,970, you add that to the 9,600?
Yeah, and that would be the
total that so far has been spent on
that. Yeah. And I don't think, I can't think of anything else for these areas we need to do.
So that will be around
13,000 something. 13,
yeah, 5.
What was
it
budgeted for? What was that original estimate? Do you remember?
I don't. No.
I have to go back and look at my file. I don't know that we set an actual budget for it.
We might have just estimated something.
Yeah. I'll go back and look at my building file. I did three checks.
One document in here. This is December 28th. It's for the circulation desk, children's desk, window, the self-check. There were no additional computers or drops or anything like that. And that was... Okay. Wait a minute. It was $7,700.
For the things that I knew at that point?
Yes.
I knew I was going to have to add some other things, and that's not listed below the table. I just didn't have the prices on those yet.
Noted, that was noted. The phones, the computers, the printers was not included in that. Yeah. $77.
Okay.
Anything else on that? Did you all look at it when you came in?
I know, it's a surprise.
I don't think I even noticed the wall.
Yeah, it's kind of hard up. Also, I included in your packets, this is the updated votes contact sheet. All it is I just took Rachel's information off. But if you want it for your notebook, it's in your packet that I gave you.
All right,
friends have not met, so there's no friends report.
All right, thank you. I think we're down to the agenda items. Now, there was no election, but it would be the swearing in of the three board members. Emmy.
Joycelyn.
Yeah, that's right. Those three. Those are the three. So there'd be Manuela can swear them in.
Yes.
So that is an item. And after the swearing in, then we have an election of board officers for the next year. That's going to happen. And we all have to sign conflict of interest statements at that same time. And, you know, there's an item in here that says that district treasurers must attend one 10-hour training session on responsibilities under public funds and investment act within 12 months of taking office. So there
is to go.
Yeah, there is something.
I think it's on a computer. Isn't it a computer module?
Yeah.
Some online training?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that.
I'll have to get with you on that.
That might answer a few of the questions about
what we're allowed to
what you can invest in. Yeah, as far as what I got out of the sessions online and in person was you got to be good stewards of the money, the funds.
Yeah. It's not like it's your money, so you can't just go hog wild.
Be creative there. Okay, well,
get a 500 index plan there.
Okay, that takes us to the end of our agenda. Next meeting is May 24th. See you there at the very bottom. So that's when we need to get together again. Is in opposition to adjourning? If not, we will, by consensus, adjourn. And the time is
5:24.
5:24. Okay. 2 hours. Very good.